Mack Roach, director of athletics at Baylor University. About 24 hours from the time an extension was announced by Baylor, and about 24 hours prior to when the Big 12 announced that also Bob Bowlsby would be stepping down in the future as the commissioner when they find his replacement. Mack, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Was yesterday's announcement with your extension proactive to what today's announcement was in the Big 12?
Completely separate incidences. So I am certainly bittersweet, mixed emotions about Commissioner Bowlsby. And I know that you haven't asked me, but I've got great respect and admiration for him and, you know, his decade-long tenure as commissioner for the Big 12. I think he's done it as well as anybody, or better than any other Power Five commissioner. And I'm happy for him because this is what he's decided to do, what his family and him have decided to do, and again he's been tremendous for the Big 12. He's become a great friend, and he's allowed Baylor to regain credibility, and he's allowed, quite frankly, Baylor to be a leader within the Big 12. So just grateful for him, and have as I mentioned, a lot of admiration and respect for him.
Is this, you know, just going from, I'm sure you guys know, you know, these things before they happen, we all know that, but is this the right time to start that transition with so many new things on the horizon and you knowing the structure of the conference going forward?
Yeah. I think if you logically just break it down with everything that we're facing right now, when you think about, you know, CFP, future expansion, when you think about name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, transformation committee, Alston, and then probably even more importantly, think about new members coming in July of 2023, you think about new TV contract, you know, that ends in 2025, right? Spring, summer of 2025, but you begin negotiations, right? Probably a year in advance of that. And so, when you think about runway for new person, this timing right now logically makes the best sense. And that's what I appreciate about the commissioner. He knows that, knew that, and I think he took that into consideration when, you know, he thought about Big 12 future and what's best for Big 12. Knowing that he probably didn't want to, you know, continue on as commissioner, you know, past 2025 and his current agreement. And so again I certainly appreciate him, but it doesn't surprise me about him when you know him, and again, you know, completely thinking about what's best for the Big 12 moving forward.
Mack, I just saw a tweet from Max Olson of The Athletic. Says the Big 12 wants to have a new commissioner in place in 90 days, according to Tech President and Board Chair Lawrence Chovanec. He told The Athletic. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, uncertainty is difficult. I think that, Commissioner Bowlsby to remain as commissioner and serving, you know, continue to serve as commissioner until the new commissioner steps in. I think that is, you know, the best way to do that in terms of the upcoming transition. And, you know, 90 days, you think about, you know, the summer and really giving somebody an opportunity to come on in and, you know, do all of the normal things you do when you begin a job, you know, begin to take a look at staff and decide, you know, what's pressing, what's not pressing, begin to develop relationships, immediately. And I think, you know, that year runway, I think is probably, needed when you think about bringing in the new members and everything that goes with that. So yes, I think the 90 days is accurate. And I think it's also not just accurate, but necessary.
Mac, what's more important? You'd like to get both, whoever is that next person, someone with media experience because of the TV negotiations down the road, or somebody that understands the issues facing college athletics that are even bigger than that?
It's a great question. I think the easy answer would be right, both, all of it. But this is one person's opinion. I'm hiring somebody that has great relational skills, interpersonal skills that really is elite at building relationships. I think I'm hiring somebody that is going to be an outstanding leader, and that can surround themselves with terrific talent, that can take, you know, current staff and push them and make them better. I'm hiring, yes, somebody that has a familiarity and a strong sense of the issues that we're facing. I think that's really important. I think that curve is really steep if you don't. I'm hiring somebody that I can really see and envision being in a room with the other four Power Five commissioners and holding their own. I'm hiring somebody that's a great visionary, and then, you know, certainly somebody that's got an understanding of the media world, but I don't believe that they need to have worked in it. I don't believe that they need to be an expert in it. I mean, we've got consultants that do that for you. I think, you know, it'll be really important, whoever the next commissioner is, to pick and choose the right consultant for the Big 12. And, so, you know, again, one person's opinion, that's who I'm looking for.
How much because it is, they're not official, I guess, members yet, but do the new folks get a say in this?
That's another interesting question. And I think that, you know, and I think that the process is to be determined. I know that the press release talks about, you know, getting a search firm involved. But I think that process is still probably fluid, and I think there will be a space for the new schools. Again, one person's opinion there'll be a space for the new schools to certainly be updated and to have influence. But I would think that certainly the eight remaining are going to be the primary drivers. And, you know, it could even be a smaller group of the eight potentially when you think of presidents. So again, one person's opinion, but that's, you know, that's probably the way I would frame it up.
So, Mac, there was a pretty big news breaking today with Bob Bowlsby, but there was big breaking news regarding you yesterday and the contract extension that was announced with Baylor that will keep you on board on paper for quite a while. Just your thoughts on how all that came together, the timing, and just what all of it means.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of thoughts, and I think the one that comes to mind probably, you know, more prominent than any of them is just gratefulness to Baylor, gratefulness to President Livingstone and to our Board of Regents, my colleagues on President's Council, and then just huge emphasis, gratefulness for the people that I have the opportunity to work alongside every day. Our head coaches, our assistant coaches are the best of the best. My executive team, I will put them up against anybody in the country. All of our staff, you know, it's about people. You've heard me say it over and over and over again. And so just this gratefulness, to be part of it and, be a small part of it. And, you know, I'm honored to lead Baylor Athletics, because of, what we stand for and how we do it. And we're never gonna compromise that. And, you know, again, this belief that, you know, Baylor's best years are still ahead of us. I continue to say that, and I don't say it because I want to wish it true. I say it because I really, really believe it. And, God called Amy and I to come to Waco, you know, 5.5 years ago. And that, you know, that hasn't changed.
Mac, I don't know if you'll get into the timeline, but that Board of Regents meeting yesterday just kind of happened. And I don't know the timeline of when they meet or whatever, but it seemed to me that it kind of just came about, maybe out of the unknown. When did they start discussing this with you?
Oh, you know, I think that, and again, when you say discussing, I think, you know, there were, you know, certainly the primary person, obviously, right, would be Dr. Livingstone and when necessary, you know, a couple regents, you know, certainly the chair of our regents, Chair Roundtree and another regent. But, you know, probably this conversation has been, I don't know, going on for, you know, certainly 3 or 4 weeks, you know, maybe a little bit longer than that. And, you know, in quite frankly, I'm hard to pin down. I'm worried about, you know, getting stuff done for Baylor and the stuff that's about me and my family, you know, that will take care of itself. So, again, I'm grateful, blessed beyond belief. And, you know, we're going to have some significant challenges that we're going to be faced with in the future. So when you think about all of the stuff that's happening, so looking forward to facing those challenges.
So you learned about other things that were more important from Dave Aranda, right? Before anything was announced about a contract, he just didn't that kind of learned from him.
Yes, kind of learned from him. So, but yeah, so we've got some challenges ahead of us for you know Big 12, for Baylor to remain relevant, and I don't think any of it is going to be easy, but, you know, I think we all love the challenge. I know I do, and I'm excited to take those things head on.
Mac, one of the texts that Jason Cook sent yesterday to, you know, kind of say, okay, go ahead and report this, said 10-year contract, Mac will retire at Baylor. You're a young guy, Mac. 10 years doesn't seem like that long.
Yeah, you know, I'm just praying I can make it 10 years. the last five and a half has felt like 10. With some of the stuff that we've had to go through, but look, I don't know. You know, we'll see about going beyond the 10, and you know, I think for Amy's sake, she probably wants me to work for as long as I can, so I'm not spending time at home driving her nuts. But yeah, it's you know, we'll see what God has in store, but I'm certainly looking forward to the future.
When you took this job, when you were at Missouri, and you talked about what brought you here in the calling, did you ever have any idea that it would become as magical as it's been, and or this would be perhaps your last landing spot?
No. I did smoke, and I appreciate the question. I don't know that I allow myself to think that way. You know, because I'm always afraid that if you do, you get distracted. And so just trying to focus on the task at hand. And if you do that, you know, well, and I'm certainly not saying we've done it well. I think we've done it pretty good, and it hasn't just been, you know, me. It's been because of everybody else that is here in terms of Baylor Athletics. But if you take care of those things, then everything else takes care of it itself. And that's kind of the way I've always approached it. You know, if you do a great job with the job that you have, all of that stuff takes care of itself. So, and again, I go back to I've been blessed with to work alongside just some great people.
Have you ever considered even thinking about being a commissioner of a conference?
Oh, would you stop? you know, look, I'm not gonna lie if I told you that I've never thought about it. Yeah, absolutely, I've thought about it. There's not many of them, but I'll be frank, man. The personal relationship that you have with coaches, that's special. My relationship with you know our head coaches, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to you know, just pick one because I've got great relationships with I'm blessed to have great relationships with our head coaches, but they mean a lot to me. I'm not saying that they mean a lot to them, but they really mean a lot to me. My relationships with the executive team, they're extension of family. They're like family to me. To be able to be on a campus and, you know, impact student athletes, and preparing champions for life. If you become a commissioner, that takes you just one further step away from that impact. And you know, I'll tell you, somebody said to me after we lost to North Carolina men's basketball, you know, 25 points down, and you work that hard, you get it in overtime, and you lose. I mean, you know, the worldwide sports, you know, years and years ago, the agony of defeat, that is agonizing. And somebody just said to me, well, hey, if you were ever a commissioner, you wouldn't have to feel that. And they're exactly right. But that's the beauty of having a team and rooting for a team, and that team being part of who you are, that's the beauty of it. And so I don't know. I think that would be hard to remove yourself from. And then finally, I'm not sure that you're supposed to do it as an athletic director, to be on the sideline yelling at officials. But if you know this, you definitely can't do it if you're a commissioner. So.
Oh, and speaking of Kansas, Kansas won it all. How about Kansas, huh?
Yeah. Happy for Kansas. Happy for Coach Self and for Travis, the athletic director. He's terrific. And, you know, you think about the Big 12 and, you know, we've won the last two national championships in basketball, men's basketball. You know, I think it was in the late 2000, you know, 2008, maybe I'm wrong there, but I saw a stat. It's been a while since the conference has done that. The last conference was the ACC. And so thrilled and excited for them. And again, you think about the Big 12 and the last two men's basketball national championships this year in football, two of its programs go to New Year's Six games and win those both. So, hey, the future is bright, and I'm glad to be a part of it. So,
Mac, my last question on and back to Bob Bowlesby. Can you try to put into words the recovery, the reaction? Obviously, when you have your knees cut out from under you in late July as a conference with what happened, the story involving Texas and Oklahoma, and Bowlesby and everyone could have folded their tents, and I think most people probably hope they did. Can you try to put into words, no matter how popular a person he was with any of the fan bases, what he was able to do to salvage the conference, the cease and desist, and then expand it?
Yeah, I think, you know, there are a lot of things converging on it, right? One is, you know, making sure that you select the right institutions and having to then do that in a really timely manner so that, you know, this narrative that the Big 12 is unstable, you know, remains with you and then becomes a reality. And so, for the commissioner, for, you know, him to react and do it in a timely manner. And then absolutely, I think, hit it out of the park with the four, incoming institutions. You know, again, just really, really admirable. And I think he would admit with everything and with everyone. And I think maybe he already has, but, you know, that hurt. Because those were trusting relationships, friendships that he had, and you know, so you're having to deal with those emotions, but then, you know, put those aside and boom, immediately, you know, have a steady hand and say, okay, we've got to move forward and this is how we're gonna move forward. And let's do it with confidence and certainty. And he did that. And so I just know that the eight institutions speaking on behalf of all eight, we are absolutely grateful for his leadership, during that time.
Mac, congratulations on the extension. Thanks for your time again today. We appreciate it.
Thank you all. Appreciate y'all.
Mac Bye-bye. Rhodes, Baylor's Director of Athletics, with us on Sikkim 365 Radio and 365 Sports. There's a lot to chew and digest with a lot of that. A lot of different opinions on the chat room and other different ideas, and we appreciate that as well. All right.